Hey, boys. So, I have been in a lot of different moods over my recording stint. But lately, I've been wanting to do more of a shy boy appreciation. I think a lot of us are kind of craving cuddles and being able to touch people. I think, you know, also with uncertainty comes that craving also for just either control or giving it up, not having to make any decisions. And I think, you know, there's, depending which way you lean, you might favor one over the other. But I think that's why I've been really craving just a shy boy and being able to well, lots of things, as usual. But I think, you know, there's this super wholesome aspect of the benefit, I guess, of shy boys is that they're not pushy, and they'll let you lead and go at your own pace. And there's something really, I mean, nerve-wracking for if you're the one initiating, because there is always that fear of rejection. But I think for me, I tend not to take things personally, and so I really enjoy reading body language and facial expressions and the tone in a voice or the blush, you know. I get very riled up, I guess, when a guy is obviously into it, you know, but is too shy to initiate, or is squirmy or blushing. It just makes me want to pounce even harder. But I don't want to scare the poor boy. I usually go pretty slow. But there's something really special about kissing someone and feeling them relax into you while you kiss them. It's a really great feeling. imagine been daydreaming, you know, in our isolation. I've been daydreaming about inviting a shy boy over and cuddled up on the couch and making him comfortable enough to relax a little bit. Finally, you know, grabbing his hand or playing with his hair or some other, you know, just mostly wholesome, just physical sign of affection to kind of gauge his reaction. You know, I am I'm really big on consent, and so I would not ever want to manipulate anyone into feeling pressured, but I think it is always, it's so cute when they when they blush and get a little nervous. Like I said, it just makes us, I don't know, someone described it recently as a fire in my eyes. Like a flame being lit behind my eyes. That's probably what it's like, I'd imagine. Oh, man. I would love to start kissing that shy, sweet boy. Letting him, you know, not pushing it too quickly, but feeling how eager he was, and the surprise, and the, as the nervousness wears off, the excitement and the eagerness, and still that touch of hesitation. Oh, one of my favorite things. I'm laying on my side in my bed right now, but if we were laying like this, face to face, making out, if I felt a hesitation, I might keep going, and if you weren't stopping, I might hook my leg around your calf, pull you closer, kind of grind into you to see how you reacted. The best reaction would be a gasp into my mouth. Oh, yes. I would love to keep moving slow burn style, just inching into your into your mind, I guess, just slowly making it just about us, getting you out of your own head. One of my favorite things. So, luckily for me, it's been featured in a couple things I've listened to lately. That I love rolling on top, kind of straddling your waist, and my favorite is locking, intertwining our fingers together, and then pinning you to the bed that way, with your hands above your head and our forearms pressed together and my elbows, pinning your elbows and just feeling you melt. Maybe you squirm a little. Maybe you gasp and whimper a little. Oh, that's the best. Fuck. There's nothing better than winning over that shy boy. Making him react. Kind of forcing that reaction, making the whimpers and the moans get louder, have him begging. Oh, nothing gets me like a whimpered please. So good. I love the thought of moving so slowly, teasing that boy until he begs me. Doesn't matter what. Well, A, because I would obviously be the one in control, but B, just that the sounds, and the pleas and the whimpers. Doesn't matter what he's asking for, it all sounds good. Depending on how sweetly he begged, might give him what he wants. Because odds are, it's probably something that I want to. Maybe if I thought he needed more time, was unsure, we'd stick to me grinding on his erection. Fuck. I love watching a guy's face. While I do anything to his cock. But, especially when it's something as subtle as just grinding my hips, or grinding my pussy against his cock through our clothes. Just watching his face to see how he reacts. It's the best. Oh, it's all the best. Shy boys are the best. It's the spectrum of taking them from that shy, just, nervous, maybe hesitant, to that point where they are just begging you to fuck them. Like, that is the sweetest reward. Anyways, that's what's been on my mind lately. While I'm locked away in quarantine. But this has brightened your isolation, and hopefully soon I'll get to maybe record something a little more active.